It used to be also known as Ihauna or Thump the Door Night, but we would say Hoptune now. Unmistakably, one of the key features of Hoptune is the moot or turnip, which is hollowed out and decorated. And we've also got a range of popular folk songs, which have regional differences in both English and Manx. And there's also a traditional folk dance, which is still practiced across the island. And there are some unusual customs and superstitions which linked back to the ancient Celtic beliefs about this time of year. So it's another thing that makes the island unique and weaves into the fabric of what makes the island the place that it is. Halloween is celebrated in a lot of places, but Hoptune is something that we've got, which is lots of distinct, special, different traditions. Yes, you could go for an easier thing to carve out, but nothing beats the smell of a candle inside a moot in a moot lantern. It's just so evocative of this time of year. It's great. And even the way that the moots would have been held would have differed in different parts of the island. So in Peel, they would actually hold the moot with the stalk down, so you'd actually hold on to the stalk and then you'd have the rest of the moot above it and you'd have your lantern that way, whereas I'm in the south of the island, it was the other way around, so the stalk is at the top and then you sort of bore a hole through it and then let the hot air out that way. So I definitely think that moots are still being very widely used on the island. There's a less well-known tradition, which would have been to make something called Sodagvalu, which is a dumb cake, essentially. And that was a three-cornered cake. And it would have been made in silence by women and wouldn't have tasted very nice because it incorporated lots of salt, things like crushed up eggshells and soot. The idea was you'd make this cake together and knead the cake together, eat it once it was baked, and then you'd go backwards up the stairs to bed, and that night you would dream about who your future husband would be. I don't think anything could persuade me to eat something with eggshells and soot in it, even if it was going to tell me who I was going to marry. But that's an old tradition, and you can see a couple of videos about that on the Culture of Annan website.